Welcome to The Daily Drive. This show is dedicated to keeping you educated, informed, and most importantly, driven to succeed. We want your feedback, so call us at 1-800-437-5121. Everyone on The Daily Drive Show team hopes you enjoy this show. Here's your host, Ken Knorr.
Welcome to The Daily Drive. I hope that you're having a fantastic week. I hope that it's the best day of your life. I hope that you are crushing your daily eights every day and that you are focused and driven. And today we are going to continue our series on employee development or investing in our employees, and we're going to talk about the employee one-on-one. The employee one-on-one meeting is so incredibly important. It actually goes into a concept of five wide, where each manager or team leader should only have five direct reports because it is so incredibly important that we deliver valuable feedback to each and every employee about their direction, their goals, their achievements, etc. The employee one-on-one meeting needs to happen between every manager and or supervisor and his or her employees. And today is not going to be a very lengthy discussion because the employee one-on-one meeting is pretty straightforward. We like to utilize an agenda for the employee one-on-one meeting. And the first time that I sit down with an employee that I'm going to be doing a one-on-one with, I explain to them the one-on-one process. And I'm going to do that with you today. So there are two types of things we think about when we work at our business. There are two major things or strategic ideas. One is working in our business and the other is working on our business. And the employee one-on-one meeting is a moment where we are going to specifically focus on working on our business. If you're not familiar with that phrase, let me help you out. Working in our business are the tasks that we have to perform each and every day to keep business operations going. So whatever production things we need to do, sales is moving, contracts flowing, paperwork going here and there, meeting about this particular customer issue, resolving those issues, that's working in our business. We work in our business every day. When we talk about working on our business, it means that we want to take a moment to rise up above and look down and look at it from a very strategic level. We are wanting to get, if you will, to the 30,000 foot view. And we're inviting our employees to do the same. In the employee one-on-one meeting, we are looking at the 30,000 foot view and saying and asking ourselves questions. What are we doing well? What do we need to do better? How do we get there? What do you need to do? What can I do for you? The structure of the meeting is pretty straightforward. We have two parts to each of our meetings. The first part is your part. You as the employee, you have to come to this meeting with an agenda. I want you to come here prepared to talk about things that you need. I remind you that I want you to stay at that 30,000 foot view. This isn't a meeting for dealing with day-to-day stuff. We have plenty of other times to meet and talk about that. This monthly one-on-one is a time for you to talk to me about what you need to be more successful, where you are in your trajectory, your personal and professional growth. And we are going to talk about anything that you want to talk about. And then the second part of the meeting is where I have my agenda. And there I am going to focus on things that I need from you and encourage you to grow and develop and move forward. I'm going to review your achievements. I'm going to review with you any insufficiencies or areas we need improvement upon with you during that meeting. So you can begin to see that the one-on-one meeting takes you and the employee on a journey and rises you up to work on your business, but more importantly, what's really happening is you're working on the employee. So we're not talking about day-to-day tasks and I need you to do this, I need you to do that, I need you to do this. No, instead, I want you to grow. I want you to develop. This is where you could be stronger, better, faster, etc. This is an important part of engaging and developing employees. And if you remember from the first part of the series, engaged employees are better and longer lasting employees. The other part that happens naturally when we're doing this employee one-on-one is that we want to develop a culture or an idea or a mindset of continual improvement. We want to develop a culture and mindset of self-assessment with reality, that looking at our inefficiencies or areas that we need to improve upon is not a negative thing. In fact, it's a normal thing. It's a positive thing. It's a way that we operate and grow and develop you. We are going to incorporate into that individual development plans, those development plans we talked about in part two of this series. Each month, we're going to look at those and where are we? Have you gone and gotten the training? Remember, the individual development plans are self-driven. I am going to be the cheerleader. I am going to monitor and drive and hold the employee accountable. I'm not going to necessarily direct and say, you must get this done by next week. However, if I have an employee that is stagnating, that's not developing, that's not growing, that's not moving forward in the individual development plan, I may need to get more serious and have that one-on-one discussion that says, I need you to grow. I want you to be better. You want raises next year? I need you to come up to speed on these things. You have gaps in these areas. You have competencies that we have for this position. I'm able to use that time to help guide that employee. Now, the individual development plan has built into it all of the corporate competencies that we need for each position. But in the first few meetings, one of the things that I'm going to tackle is to find out what the personal development plans that individual wants. What do they want out of life? Are they getting it? I actually want to succeed them. I want to become not only their business coach, but in a quasi kind of sense, their personal coach, somebody that they'll rely on and turn to and work with to develop and obtain their professional goals and their personal goals. When an employee is succeeding at both, they become a very, very happy and engaged employee. So that's what I leave you with today, the employee one-on-one meeting and how incredibly critical it is to a fantastic employee relationship. Let me give you one last item that makes this all worthwhile. We hate annual reviews. We don't like sitting down and documenting them and going over the employee and talking to them about all of these things. The one-on-one meeting makes annual reviews a cinch because you've already talked about it all. Nothing in the review is going to be a surprise. The employee has an open relationship with you and you've been clearly sharing with them where you want them to be, how they're doing and how they're achieving and areas that they need to make improvements on. And the annual review becomes a slam dunk simple task. It's just another one-on-one meeting with documentation. Guys, I hope you have a fantastic day. I hope you get everything that you want done today. I hope that you're crushing your daily eight, and we will talk to you tomorrow.